that he can collect. So the Gemara says that it's not the case of Yisrael. Some melee, so he can tell the Nizek that he should take from the boys. Why? Because if he doesn't, he will turn over the shtar back to the melee. So then it will be retroactively determined that the son is the boys has always been in the possession of the melee. So then the aloha of Ishaskes is very understandable. It's understandable even without it. So the Rosh says no. That even though the Gemara uses Rosh Hashanah, the Ram, the Shtar, the Marayat, it's not Dafke on the basis of basically what you say. I told you then pass like Shtar. We pass like Rabbanon. Then he said, you say. So what does it mean, Madam Shtar, the Gemara, I will make a sale back to the Maker. In other words, I'll return back that Shtar, and on that Shtar, I'll write another Shtar. Siyom Sile. Or I'll write just a Shtar with him on the same Sode. So it will become the Mecher will become invested in the Zebulis, now we can have it, not with Mafreya. It will be retroactively returned. So, but he still can say, Ishaf. So, Rav Shimon, the Sober is in Yisrael, Rav Shimon, the only Yadra Shtav, Rabon and Sabre, anything in Yisrael. But in Yadra Shtav, is Batla Mecha, the Kamunais in Yisrael. Oh, Vazmi, so full heavy Shafis in the Zebulis. The Rewards are in Mayma, Lady Visera. והפילו אי ששרי צריך להיות דיבורס משום שכל דבר שעוד הם יוכל ליתן ראי נעשה איתים ופורס כדי אמרים להם של בסר לקסובס מי שעוד לא ידע סודי או בחד יוס וכחבו איקר ידע בלי אלמונן או יפרע בעד משום לא מראי שס ושס והוא מתחיל לשתום למראי והוא יבוס לשתאי הוא ידיני ודאי הוא לא יקיבי אושר רשי שתיר את סוסון שס כסוויסים לגבו So according to Rashi, the din of the Rabbonon is based upon the concept of the forced settlement. But the Rosh says, no, the Yitach Lidera Bilei Omone Koma, Elo Koldova, so what kind of a settlement is? Is it, if he demands 10,000 zoos for a right of way, Elo Koldova, she yochol yitin, paskin and beik yuk for osu, vichim mash mahoche, אפילו מיטוען שעסקיסו הנמתניר האלה פייסקו להדין כך, וכולם יכולים תחת הבעיו ומכי עבודה החזה כמו ישראל שם יורים כיחו וכי הוא ישנו יחין את דמי כלם ביאס ומשנו גם הוא מכיח אם יפשית הכל סרחומים אפילו לא יטוען כי אם זה פסח יכול להיות ויתניר לו ועוד יקום ארוך היו אחרי מיטוענם So if the Rosh is saying, like Tesis in Subes, not like Rashi in Tesis in Molokame. Rashi in Tesis in Molokame, they say, Yochem Zokiname, let the Rukiah have a right to tell the Nizek, you take from Venus. Don't insist upon Ilyas, because I have a way to deprive you even of that, the possibility of taking Venus. I have a way, I have not a choice to turn over the Shtar Zibulis Lemore, then you'll be deprived of the opportunity, not only of collecting from the Yidyas, but even from the Venus. You'll be forced. In other words, he's supplying him an inducement. He's making an offer. But since he's beyond it to do that, so Memele, he has a right to impose, to enforce a shock. It's a false settlement. So it's on the basis of the Xerxes HaKosu in Sechas Sanhedrin. Daflamed, Sedek Selektiri, Echot Medin, Echot Medshon. So this is how Rashi and this is Murakame explained. But Tesis in Tzuvah and the Rosh Yom Murakame, they say, Gemore is the Kashi, Yochad in Zofiname, Gemore doesn't mean Yochad in Zofiname, that the Rekiach should have the right to tell the Nizek, now you take, I want to enforce a settlement. Because I have the alternative of depriving you even of the opportunity of collecting from Venus. So because of that, you agree to a settlement. You must agree to a settlement that you take Venus, not insist upon yes. No, case with the Rosh Subes say means that the Rekiach should have a right to tell the Mazi, the Denise, you, whether you like it or not, you take the boys. You don't like it. But you have to do it. Because it's beyond it to force you. So since it's beyond to force you, I'm forcing you right now. So, and the same thing in the Gemara means vis-a-vis Balchem also. So you can tell the Balchem, don't insist upon the Yemes. Take the Gemara. Because it's beyond to force you to take the Gemara. So maybe I'm forcing you right now. All right. So in other words, that is like thesis in Suez. So in other words, that's contrary to the Shita of Rashi and thesis in Molokam. In other words, the Shita of Rashi and thesis in Molokam is that when the Gemara mentions the Shaskis in Molokam, so it's two types of Ishaskes. Two types of Ishaskes. One type of Ishaskes that is the Gemara mentions in connection of Suvasisho. So that Ishaskes is not on the basis of the concept of the forced shot, but it's on the basis of Manoha Vishnu Vishnu calls Hushitaloya. So then you ask, so why do you have to mention Ishaskes? Manoha Vishnu Vishnu calls Hushitaloya. After all, when the three Sodis, the Indians, Penis, Boys, were originally in the possession of the Meicheya, so then the Meicheya had the right to tell the Isha, you take from the Boys. Now that the Rikeach bought the three Sodis, Bozuach Hazu, even though the Indians he bought on Sunday, and the Dreiminis he bought on Monday, and I'm sorry, even though the Boys he bought on Sunday, and the Mayonnaise he bought on Monday, and the Idiots he bought on Tuesday, but originally, before Sunday. So then, in the Tsurasisho, in the Isho came before Sunday, so then the Meicheya would have a right to give her the bullies. He wouldn't be obligated to give her idiots or babies, but he could give her the bullies. So now too, the Rikeach should have the same right. Why does the Gemara have to mention Ishaskes? The answer is two Mamocha Vishnu Shin Koskus Dawyode. But the question is, Koskus that the Meicher had 10 years ago, 5 years ago, a week ago, or a minute before he made the last sale of the idiots. So if not for Ishaskes, then I would say true that the Meicher had the right to pay the idiots. When did the Meicher have the right to pay the idiots? Until Sunday. But on Monday afternoon, if the Isha had come to the husband, to the divorced husband, and she would have demanded idiots, so she would have received idiots, because the Zibuyas had already been in the state of the Chosin Shabadi, in the possession of the Keah. But the Zibuyas, so it was in his possession. So Mimele, if not for Ishaskes, we would say that in spite of the fact that Mamocha Vishnu Shemi calls for Shetabu Yodei, but a minute before the Indians were sold, so then the Meicher had no schus to pay the Isha with the boys. So the Meicher, so the Rikeach, now that he bought on Tuesday the Indians, he should also have to pay with Indians. But we have the fact that is beyond the day of the Rikeach to turn over the Zibuyas field to the Meicher and put the Meicher in his original shoes, the way he was standing, in the shoes he was standing prior to Sunday. So we applied the aloche of Mamocha Vishnu Sheini called Schu Shetavoyot. That's in respect to Tzvasish. Mashaikim in respect to Mizikim, we cannot apply the aloche of Mamocha Vishnu Sheini Schu Shetavoyot. But then we have to apply another principle, the principle of the fourth shot, of Echad Midin Yachad Shot. So, If it's pshore, pshore means that each party gives up something. There's no pshore if one gives up everything and the other one doesn't give up anything. That's not a pshore. So the melee, so you can say to the nize, you take vainness. You insist upon nizes. Give vainness. Why? And you, I can force you into the second one. Because if you refuse, you'll just be acting capriciously. It's not right that you should refuse. Because after all, I'm in a position to deprive you even of vainness. So I'm making an offer to you. So you must agree to this job. So it's on the basis of a forced job. That's the shite of Rashi and Tesis in Molokam. The shite of Tesis in Subas and the Rosh in Molokam means that the two Ishaskis, the Ishaskis in connection with Rosh Hashanah and the Ishaskis in connection with Nizikim is Hainach, but what she means, visually in connection with Rosh Hashanah, it can be based upon the Aloche of Mamocha Vishnu Shemi called Skushita Vodnod. But in connection, because originally the Melchior had that right to pay the Ishon Zeburis. He didn't have that right after he started to sell to dispose of his Sundays to the Rikeach. But prior to Sunday, when he had all the three Sundays in his possession, he had that right. So in Melchior, because of Ishaskes, the Rikeach acquires all the rights that the Melchior had prior to Sunday. Mashiachim, vis-a-vis, so at no moment did the Mecher possess the right to pay the Nizek with Zimuris. So how can we apply the Aloche from Mamocha Rishon Shem to Yalei? So the answer is, since the Mecheyach from the Mazik, and it's Biyodei to invest the Mazik with the source of paying the Nizek. Of paying the Nizek with the Bullies, some of the guy of Mamocha Vishon Sheni called school Shetobel Yote goes so far that the Rikeach acquires not only the actual vested rights of his Mecher, that his Mecher at one time actually possessed, but that the Rikeach becomes invested with all the potential vested rights. All the potential vested rights. But from the Rosh, now, there is one distinction between the Rosh and the Aravanan. The Rosh says that this fuss of Ishaskes is based upon the fact that it's the day of the Rikeach to sell back, to turn over the Shtar Ziburis Lemore, which doesn't mean turn over and invalidate the metakon atreya, because we don't pass the right, like the mandoma, but it means a sailback. But he doesn't say, it's mashma from the Rosh, that only in the case where the son is involved, that he wants, with which he wants to pay, so he bought it originally from the Mecher. But suppose the Mecher never had the son of the Rosh, never had the son of the Rosh, he just had, he just had a Sodi Ibris, the Melechet. Just had a Sodi Ibris, and then sold the Sodi Ibris to Yehuda Galkeach. So, and then the Nizek comes to Yehuda and he says, your Melechet was Mazik. The damage was $1,000. Your Melechet, the Ruben was Mazik. So the Nizek, Shimon, says to Yehuda, your Melchior, Reuben, was Mazik me to the, and the damage was $1,000. Now, he had the Sodi Ibris, and he sold it to you. Now I want you to give it to me, the Sodi Ibris. I'm entitled to it. So then, suppose Yehuda would say to Shimon, would say to the Nizek, you know, I have another son. I have a son who's important. The son is important. I never bought one. That's been my son all the time. So, you take the bones. I don't want to pay you with the son that I bought from your Mazik, from Ruvein. I want to pay you with another son. the same $1,000. I'll pay you with another sodi. A sodi zibuyes. That is my sodi zibuyes. I never got it from Ruben. So you refuse. You know what I can do? I can immediately sell it, not sell it back, but turn it over. Sell it or give my money to Ruben, to my Mechaya. Then you will be forced to collect that sodi zibuyes. Because in the in the Chosim Shimon, he will not increase the Chosim Mechayot. Can you say that from the Rosh? It's not much, from the Rosh. Because the Rosh emphasizes. So, if you hold the Koma Madan, the Lab Dakti, Shimon Yomazo Yashta, when he's back to the Hamekam, she will say, even though she meets me, I saw the beginning, when she meets her Yashta, when he's with the Shtam Kino, he will hear the Chosim Shimon. So, he only mentions the team של השטר ביחדי שטר מחור אלו אם the whole sheet had been that Yehuda can say in Shaskes even if the son of the boy is never bought from the Mazik that has been his own time the son that he bought from the Mazik when he wants to collect from the son of the Indians because the Shibut was how and that son of when that sort of idiot was in the possession of Ruben, who was Mazik him, Shimon, so in other words, so it's mashma from the Russian of the Rosh that Yehuda, the Lukeach, can only present his time of his Shaskes if the sort of Zibuyas that he says he is ready to turn over back. To give it back to the Meicher, he got originally. But suppose he got from the Meicher, he got only the son of Yes, and the son of the boy is yes from another source, he always said it. He asked that from his father, the father, from the grandfather, from the great grandfather, he always said that son of the boy is. And the son of Yes he bought from the Meicher. And suppose he wants to pay with the son of the boy is that he didn't get from the Meicher. So it's mashma from the Russian of the Rosh. Then he couldn't say Shas. However, from the Rav Amiri, it's mashma. Oh. So he says, Shaymore, Yire. Since Yire Nasukye, Shahu Yoche Lehavin is a medical baby. So, you see, in other words, here again, he says, Who Yoche Lehavin is a medical baby? That depends upon the other machlekes between Rashi and Tesis and Mulkam and Tesis and Suves and the Rosh. Whether the Yochad Mizokin Namani Mochad, what does it mean Mizokin Namani Mochad? Whether it means he should be able, the Lukiah should be able to tell the Mizek, Ishaskes, take, if not, I'll sell Ishaskes and you take from Venus, you need to take from Venus, fine. If not, I'll deprive you of the opportunity even of taking collecting from Venus. Or Ishaskes means, no, you take from the boys right now because he's beyond you to force you to take from the boys. So the Rav Amiri mentions that Shah according to the Shita of Russian days in the world. Whereas the Rosh is the Shita of Tesis and Shita. But that's another point. But let's see, Yirem Nasugir, Shu Yochi Lehiri Pesamitze Kwebeinis, Afo Pisha Loka Choyidius Achrei, Shein Olei, Ishaske Shaskes, Kerei Mavititom Rabeinis, Viroi Mavran Eshtori Zibuyes Nimore, Ache Teheis HaZibuyes Etzol Bechare, Vitit Cheitz HaZibuyes, De Afo Pisha Leisi Esnit Yusere, He's talking the same language as the Rosh, but it's one different. Eina Kavone Chazor Asa Shtar Uvad, אלא הכנועה במתון היום נחירת ומצד שכבו הויסו שבוי ושהוא מר זו היום נכנוע עושה השתרמך הוא אין פה בלו שמע דרמי והוא הדין והוא הדין שאם לא יהיו לו כך הוא זיבורייס אם אני דורקי הדין גן עשו בזיבורייס פעם במאזיק פעם במאזיק מוצא אומר he owns this de son desequilibrios por years y ondas. He didn't get it from the beginning. Bo adin, si no lo cajo si quieres. Mozo omar, ya hinde le indolí, se bichol tzad si yobele, ni chosim ni chelim. Hamalve, nifkam nam si bodi, ubi zirkach, abu lo yakno ye de chelim de chelim. Abu lo yinele tbalchei di zikuyes mitam adra. So we see a machlekes between the Rosh and the Arabi. The Rosh says that this time in Shus of Ishaskes is not based upon the fact that the Sod is Boyes, that he threatens to turn over back to the Mecher. So he originally got it from him. Even in the case where the Sod is Boyes, he didn't get from the Mecher. Only the Sod is Boyes he got from. But he has the Sod is Boyes. He has the Sod is Boyes all the time. So he can force the Nizek to take from the Boyes, because if the Nizek refuses to take from the Boyes and says, after all, I'm a type of Nizek, and you have the Sod of Nizek, on which a Shibit was how, because at the time, your Mecher was Mazik me, so at that time, this Sod of Nizek that is now in your possession was in your Mecher's possession. In his possession. So, still, according to Avamiri, the Rikia can say, but I have a Sod of Boyes too. There is a Mishimit Roshal and a Sod of Boyes that I got from your Mazik, my Mecher. God, I have a Sod of Boyes, and I am in a position is beyond to turn to give this Sod of Boyes to my Mecher, even though the Mecher never owned it. So, but it's beyond it to do it. So, the Mecher you have to take from the Boyes. So, you can force him to take from the babies, because he has a certain place. So we see there is a machlekes between the Rosh and the Rambam. I think that the reason is why there is a machlekes between the Rosh and the Rambam Yeri, because of the other machlekes between the Rosh and the Rambam. You see, the Rosh explains the Gemara of Yehoche bin Zokin Nanu Mimoche, that the Likiach should have the right to tell the Nizek, you take the Boyes, because I have it's beyond to turn back the Sod of Boyes to my Mecher. And then you'll be forced to take the Boyes. Then he'll force you to take the Boyes. So Melech, I am forcing you now. That's the chart according to the Rosh. The Miri, he explains the Gemara like Rashi, according to the sheet of Rashi and takes the symbol of Kamel. Yochel is often named Moche. Not that the Rekiach has the right to tell the Mizek, I am forcing you to take from the Boyes, because it's biyodi to turn over the Sod of the Boyes to my Mecher. Then my Mecher will force you. So because of that, I am forcing you. No, that it cannot be. But Yochem is often aminim oche, the Arav Amir explains, in accordance with Rashi and Tisha Shibim Olakame, so that the Rikiach should have a right to tell the Nizek, don't insist upon idiots, don't be stubborn. Why don't you make a settlement? I'll force you into that settlement. Because, after all, I'm in a position to deprive you even of the opportunity of collecting from bayonets. But I'm a nice fellow. I want to make a settlement with you. I'm giving up something. You should also give up something. So it's on the basis of Tzedek Tzedek Tzedek. Even it's on the basis of force shore. So it doesn't make any difference whether he will turn over a Sod of Boyes that originally got from the Mecher, or originally got it from another party. What difference does it make? Even if that Sod he owned all the time from the days of Yeshua ben Nun, let's say it's in Eretz Yisrael, and the Sod of Boyes, so is that Sod that he learned from his father, from his father, from his father, until the days of Yeshua ben Nun. But as long as he is in a position to deprive the Nizek of the opportunity of collecting even from Bayonets, and he is willing, he's making an offer, he's supplying an inducement, what difference does it make? How he got the Sode, whether he got the Sode, I mean it's a small pshuto, whether he got the Sode from the Mecher, or he had that Sode all the generations, since the days of Yeshua ben Nun. So the meaning has to say what it says, because the meaning is operating with ashes and tases shitim volakame, that it's on the basis of the first pshore. So we don't know what difference does it make whether the son is a buyes he got from the Meicher, or the son is a buyes he owned all the time, he yashed it from his father and the father from his father and from his father until the days of Yeshua ben Nun. The fact is that he is in a position to deprive the Nizek even of the opportunity of taking bales, and he's making an offer to take bales. So he can impose it, a false pshore upon him. So he doesn't make, the Miri has to say that. Mashiach in the Rosh, he explains the Kashi of the Gemara. He explains the Kashi of the Gemara that Yochni is of the Naman in Roche, that the Rikiach should have the right to tell the Nizek, now, listen, I have, it's Biyodi to turn over the Sodizibulis that I got from Ruben, my Meche, back to him. And then my Meche will force you to take Zibulis because of the Alochi, Poyim, Chosich, Poyim, Chosich, Poyim, Chosich, Poyim, Mechirim. So since it's Biyodi to invest my Meche with that schools, that means that my Meche has a potential vested right to pay the Zibulis, a potential vested right. So now that I am his Rikiach, I should step in his shoes and acquire not only the actual vested rights of my Mecher, but even the potential vested rights of my Mecher. So Bamed Vol Mamuri, if he got this on the Zibulis from the Mecher, so then we can apply the principle of Mamo Chavishon Sheikos Utoyori. Of course, it's an extension of the principle of Mamo Chavishon Sheikos Utoyori, because it means that he the Rikiach acquires the potential vested rights of the Mecher. But if the son is a buyas, he didn't get from the Mecher. He got it from somebody else. So it cannot be based upon the law of Mamo Chavishon Sheikos Utoyori, just because it is Yode. So just because it is Yode, to accomplish something, so he already acquires it as if it is accomplished. Where is the such aloche? Start to stop there. That there should be aloche just because it's yode to create a certain situation. So he should acquire all the rights as if the situation had been created. So he should answer him. But he said, now don't threaten me. You want to create a situation? Go ahead. But right now, I want to collect money. So the Rosh has to apply the Madal Neshton Zibuyas only to a case where the Sodi Zibuyas Lochlakoch has, he originally got from the Meicher. So there, it can be based upon the Loche of Mamoch Rishon Zodi. Mashiach in the Biri, he operates on the Lomdes of Rashi, it's on the basis of a forced settlement. So what difference does it make? Forced settlement means that if the situation is such that he can hurt the other body, but he's making an offer not to hurt him, not to hurt the other Baldin. So he can force the other Baldin. He should also give up something. Because the situation is such, like Shteis Vimeis, both are equally loaded, both are equally unloaded. So then the situation is such that we cannot apply Din. We must apply Pshor. So one Baldin can force the other Baldin to Pshor, to admit this. All right. When do we dive in? Good work. Just a few minutes. All right. The Alpha God. Behold, Yom HaRoch, Yim Zofim Shakon, Zibuyes, Michare, Behold, Yim Zofim Kuches, Heineken Rav Nachman, Befehl kam Zofim. Because the whole mama is with the Rav Nachman, is with Rav Nachman, Shtachil Ha'itzal Yiseini, Avon Pishikos of Yishvach, and Gilom Ha'a Zibuyes. Viton Avon Chuzoye, and if I'm with Yiseini Ha'a Zibuyes, Vafio Nizok, Viav Ha'a Vidoch Ha'a Rehove, Umeit Lo Kerab Yishmoel, Shemi Yiftike, Reik Mevraise Da Avon Chuzoye, Avon Gihil Chese, Mikhaim Ulo Kerabah, Kerabah Kibbe, Vigam Abaye Sfir Alei Kerab Nachman. That says Ishaskes, what does Ishaskes mean? I have Ibiyot to turn over the Sodi Zibuyas to the Mecher. Then, the Mecher will force you to take Zibuyas.
And you will not be able to collect from me. You're not be able to collect from me, yes, even though Midrash, a Nizek is entitled to collect from me, yes. Why? If he turns over the Shtar Zivoyos to the Meicher, why will the Meicher force him? At that time, then, the Nizek will be forced to collect from Zivoyos. Why? Because in Nivoyim, in Chosim, in Shibodim, in Mokim, Shibesh, in Chosim, in Mechere. But, according to the Rosh, so according to Rovi, who says that the Aloche of Nifoyim in Yichsi Yiseini Elamin HaZiburis applies only to Balchei, because Balchei is Midrash is the only entitled. And all the host who is to collect from the Yiseini is Takonis Rachonim. So the Meir that Takonis Rachonim does not apply vis-a-vis Yiseini. Machine can we gabe that a Nizek who Midrash is entitled to collect from the Yes, so then the Chachomim were not Machia, this who is the Raise, of a Nizek collecting from Midrash, even from the same to collect from Midrash. So Meile, a Rekia, from, so a Nizek, according to Rav Nachman, according to Rove, that the Nizek is entitled to collect Idias, even from the same. So the Nizek, according to Rove, a Nizek is entitled to collect from the Kuches also Idias, even though the Mazik has the hair in the body. This is what he said. Because the same wonders. Why does Rav Nachman say a Nifroim that the Nizek can only collect the bullies from the same, but with the Raisi is entitled to collect, because it is entitled to collect, yes, the answer is, it's from the Kodesai Seni, the big Meilom, the Chachomim Omisake, negative the Raisi, because Hekab is Nevka, negative the Raisi. So, because of the Kodesai Seni, so the Meile, the same thing is true of the Kuches. Mashenkin, according to Rove, who says that where Midrash is entitled to Idias, then there is no Tikkun Eilam. So that other Tikkun Eilam of a Nifroim, Chosim, Shibodim, Bokhe, Jeif, Vachetim doesn't apply to a case where Midrash is entitled to Idias. This is what he said. So our Gemara says that if there is Nechosim, Nechirim, Ziburias, then the Nizek cannot collect the Idias. The Chosin Shibodi, even though Midrash he is entitled to collect from the Yiddish of Chosin Shibodi. So that must accord with the view of Rav Nachman. But according to Rove, in the case of Lokach Yiddis Bahreino, he would be entitled to collect from the Yiddish. Then he says, Va'aived Varav Ravgeni Chokov in Yisei Yiddish Yiddish. Va'aflu Rove Yisle Shtar Shekosin Yishvar Vino Yiddish Yiddish Yiddish. וכן יזוק עם מי דבי מי נקורס יחוש לך חום עם פי ומצאי מי נקורס אולי, שונה לו את בשיטה ודרייבת ורבי ילמי זה גם זה צריך שניתו